There is a place where the sidewalk ends and before the street begins. And there the grass grows soft and white. And there the sun burns crimson bright. And there the moonbird rests from his flight to cool in the peppermint wind. Let us leave this place where the smoke blows black and the dark street winds and bends, past the pits where the asphalt flowers grow. We shall walk with a walk that is measured and slow, and watch where the chalk white arrows go to the place where the sidewalk ends. Yes, we'll walk with a walk that is measured and slow, and we'll go where the chalk white arrows go. For the children, they mark, and the children, they know the place where the sidewalk ends.
Coming-of-age ceremonies, marking the transition from childhood to young adult, are as old as history. They have included ritual abductions, vision quests, confirmations, and bar and bat mitzvahs, all to help youth learn about themselves and prepare for adulthood. Our congregation marks this transition with our 9-month-long coming-of-age program. During that time, adult mentors and youth mentos, their choice for identifying themselves this year, have met monthly with our minister, Elizabeth, and me to explore the big questions concerning faith and values. The mentoring pairs have also done community service projects for our own Booth community and the greater Treasure Valley. Check out the mural in the nursery. Most of these young people will also be journeying to Boston this summer for a heritage pilgrimage to visit and experience Unitarian Universalist and American history sites, our form of ritual abduction. For all the mentos, the coming-of-age process culminates in today's affirming ceremony where they will present their statements of faith to you. This is an exceptional group of young people who have journeyed together with caring and committed adults, and we all are better people with deeper senses of ourselves for the time we have spent together.
So I'm Erin Logan, and I get to introduce our first speaker this morning. And the one quality that stands out about her is her positive mind, which is the foundation for doing one's best. And Emma is always doing her best. So I give you Emma Sevier.
Throughout the coming-of-age process, I have been exposed to so much. Unitarian Universalism has taught me about spirituality and religion. But more than that, I have learned to be accepting, patient, and understanding of all those who surround me. As a child, Booth served as a place for giggles, craft projects, and snack time. However, now I see that within these walls, we have cultivated a congregation of warm, friendly, and free-spirited people, traits that I hope to embody in my own life. Coming of age has helped me to reinforce my value system. Through my service project and prior volunteering experiences, I've really found that giving back is hugely important to me, and I want a religion that is centered on working for the greater good. At this point in my life, I see my beliefs better reflected in nature, a random act of kindness, a child's smile, than in a pastor's sermon and candles on an altar. I want a religion where I can experience the world and explore the nooks of religious culture rather than spending each Sunday in prayer. Through RE, I have been exposed to various beliefs, cultures, and lifestyles. I have seen what an important place religion holds in many people's lives, providing hope and support for those in need. At this point in time, I am not as focused on my own religion and faith as I am on school, friends, and extracurricular activities. While many religions are appealing, I am unable to confine my beliefs into a certain faith. I hope that with this church as my foundation, I can live my life being accepting and tolerant of all human beings. I know that while one day I will find a belief system that suits me, I must always do my best to serve the community and help those in need. BOOF has always been an open door to me and has truly helped me discover myself. In most churches, beliefs are force-fed to their youth. However, here, I am given the opportunity to seek out my own faith. It is somewhat difficult to label myself into a certain religion when all I've ever been taught is to never judge. Although this proves to be somewhat of a challenge, I am truly grateful for the religious freedom that Unitarian Universalism has provided. While I'm not ready to plunge into my religious identification, I'd like to think that there is something waiting at the end of life's tunnel, that our souls and hearts don't sit cold and lifeless in the earth when we pass. However, science is both appealing and convincing as well. I see the various gods and deities of different religions as characters in a fairy tale, a figment of someone's imagination rather than my own reality. As time goes on, I know my faith will evolve along with my life, and right now I'm more susceptible to believing the ideas of others rather than digging up my own religion and finding the perfect patchwork of ideas that truly captures me. This community has opened my mind to an entire world of possibilities. I am eager to embark on my own religious journey, and I'm grateful for the lessons and life experiences that I've gathered through BOOF. Thank you.
Let's hold our applause till the end, since we have quite a few people to speak today.
Good morning. I'm Renee Bild. More importantly, I get to introduce Fiona Montaigne, my Minto. I have known Fiona since she was a very small child. I have this fond memory of a cool September morning when Fiona, her mother Renee, my daughter Tressa, and I walked in the women's celebration race. At that time, Fiona, you were, I think, about 3. Now look at you. You're a beautiful, developing young woman with a mind of your own. I hope that, first of all, I've really enjoyed being your mentor. And I hope to continue in that role long after this service is finished. Fiona.
Hi, all you lovely folks out there. I'm going to tell you about a girl I know all a little too well. She is 13. Photography and music are her love and passion. One day, she told me photography is the way people can see her perspective on life. During life, she faces obstacles such as school, friends, and religion. Religion isn't as much of a struggle, but more of a pathway that's just waiting to be walked on. Religion to her isn't something she focuses on a lot. She is Unitarian, but she doesn't like the fact that she has to label herself as just one thing. She's still searching. Gay rights is definitely something she supports. Homosexuals, transgendered, you name it. She loves her minister, Elizabeth Green. Elizabeth married her parents and baptized or dedicated her to BOOF. To her, being a Unitarian is great because it's a religion without walls. No one is judged for who they are, where they come from, or what their beliefs are. She's attended BOOF for 12 years and aims to go every now and then. Jesus to hers is non-existent because scientifically it's unrealistic. There is so much pain, suffering, and poverty to have a God that just stands there and watches. As she knows, God does not answer those who are hungry for help. After a while, trying to get a sign from a power that does not exist, people begin to lose their hope and faith. Good and evil is something that she can accept considering the fact it is a part of daily life. Evil is not stealing from a store. It's just dishonest and wrong. Now, taking over a country and causing death and pain, well, that's evil. Thank you, Hitler, for being the perfect example of evil. Good is pretty self-explanatory. It is doing something nice, kind, or just well. Good is something she believes everyone should aim for. Late fall, she started Coming of Age, a booth youth group that helps individuals find out who they are and what they believe. She has an absolutely, positively, indescribable mentor, Renee Bild. Coming of Age has been an adventure for her, and she made new friends and had lots of fun. It was a safe environment where she could express her religious views without feeling as if she sinned. That girl's name is Fiona Montaigne. She is the one who's talking right now. Hi, I'm Fiona. Photography and music are my love. Religion is just waiting for me, but I'm not quite ready to take that step. I'm currently Unitarian and still searching to see what else I may stumble upon. It's like trying to see if another piece of the puzzle fits when you know another piece will most likely fit. What religion are you? Asked the curious friend with a little confusion in their voice. Oh, I'm Unitarian, I'll respond with no shame. What's that? Well, it's a religion that doesn't judge people for whom they are, what their beliefs are, and where they come from, local or foreign. That's cool, they'll respond with an odd response. Yeah, I know, I'll reply with a smile.
Hi, I'm Dick Severe, and I've been the mentor for Robbie Buechler over the past few months in Coming of Age, and it's been a real pleasure. Robbie is a very passionate person. He's very earnest and takes most of his activities, whether they be sports or school or doing his hobbies, very seriously. And he's also very passionate about the planet we live on, which you'll hear about shortly. Thanks.
My name is Robbie Buechler, and I'm a seventh grader at North Junior High School. I have been coming to Booth ever since I was a little kid. Back then, I really didn't know what to believe in. Asking what I believe in is a huge question to explore. There are many different circumstances that may change or influence my mind. I may want to believe in something, but common sense or even science may point in the other direction. I don't know exactly what to believe in, but I have narrowed it down quite a lot. First is on the topic of God. I do not believe in a human God. There may be some sort of higher being, but I do not believe in a human God who created our earth and watches over us. From a scientific point of view, this is impossible. Second, I believe that you can't prove that a religion is right since it is based on faith. If a religion says that an event happened in the past that influenced their religion, no one can prove that that actually happened. Therefore, the religion could believe in false info. Most religions believe that there are gods floating in the sky and that there is life after death. I can't believe one way or the other unless it is proven. I think that I will never know directly what to believe, not until a god walks up to me and says, I'm real, or someone comes back from the dead and says they went to heaven or hell. Like I said before, I need sufficient proof before I decide what to believe in. Another thing that I have learned is to look at what other people believe and say, it's possible. I do not immediately say that they are wrong, as I said before, until I know for sure that they are wrong. Unlike some other people in this world, I have learned to respect other people's beliefs. As long as they think it is true, it is fine with me. For example, in our Coming of Age class, we watched a video about different kids and believing in different religions. I did not directly disagree with any of them. I just thought it was possible. Another thing that I believe strongly about is that people have to work harder in order to make the world a greener place. I believe that renewable resources need to become a part of our energy sources in the future. Burning coal creates energy, but is going to run out. When it does, we are going to have to rely completely on renewable resources to create energy. I think that we should not wait until our supply of coal runs out to do this. I think that we should start now. Another problem that we have is not only is our supply going to run out, but by burning coal, it is destroying our environment. The CO2 is filling up our environment and destroying it. This is another reason why renewable resources such as wind, solar, and water should be the major part of our energy resources. It is really cool that when you drive by a field of windmills and see what people are trying to do to make our world a greener place. My beliefs are changing every day in my life. Due to that, I don't really know what to believe in yet. Since I was younger, my beliefs have changed quite a lot. I did not know anything about what I could believe in or what I chose to believe in. I progressed a lot. In the future, I will change. I'll develop with different beliefs, and that will probably change the rest of my life. Thank you.
I had the pleasure and privilege of being a mentor for Anna Phillips for this coming of age, and I, of course, was the luckiest. And I got the chance to know, I described last night, a girl who can be at this all at the same time silly and profound, and I cannot wait to see the social action and social justice that she provides for our community in the future.
In this and most likely other lives, I, Anna Phillips, am always evolving in everything. As a young girl, my first memory of religious ideas were with the Olympian gods and goddesses. I'd been reading about Greek mythology, and it made sense what they had said about the gods and goddesses. I was 6 or 7 at the time. Later on, when I was 9, I believed no god existed. I guess I wasn't thinking about it as much. When I started coming here as a 5th and 6th grader, I became agnostic. A while ago, I went online and took the LeafNet, What Religion Are You quiz, just for a little fun. Here were my top results. 1, neo-pagan, 100%. 2, Unitarian Universalism, 100%. And 3, New Age, 94%, and Hinduism, 90%. So as I have been evolving, I've reached another step in my religious evolution. So is there a god? Yes, a goddess who expresses herself in everything. This goddess, if you will, created everything, the universe, even the evolutionary track. What about love? Well, a Greek myth comes to mind when thinking of love. Humans were originally created with 4 arms, 4 legs, and a head with 2 faces. Fearing their power, Zeus split them into 2 separate parts, commending them to spend the rest of their lives in search for their other half. This, in relation to me, is that we are all looking for our other half. Along with love, you might wonder about my sexual orientation or assume I'm straight. Well, I'm still figuring out that part. I know I'm attracted to women, but I'm not sure about the opposite sex. Now onto the cheery subject of death. Reincarnation is something I believe. Of course, my take on it might be a little different. I think that your soul is carried off when you die, and you either are a poltergeist or you go through a stage of waiting where either you go to the spirit world or in the stage of rebirth. It is your choice either way. Poltergeists or ghosts are all around us. Maybe you're one of the few to communicate with them. They could be a sister or a lost parent. I feel a poltergeist around me all the time, my dad who died when I was 7. Along with that, I have a theory about popular myths, including the vampire, werewolf, and vampire slayers, that there is an adaptation of the myth because it has to have a root in reality. Music is the driving force of my life. It moves me, it makes me, it is me. Sometimes I go into a trance-like state where I'll listen to hip-hop just to dance, and sometimes I feel a tapestry of music in me, whether it be a song in my head or the sound of my veins stressing to live with the small amount of oxygen I breathe from my slumber. Social justice has always been in my life. Well, those of you who know my mom can tell why. Of course, those of you who don't, she's very into social activism in the Boise area. I want the wars to stop and the hungry to be fed. But well, when I hear things like I'm wrong for liking women or it is my choice to like women, I disagree. The choice is to come out, not to like someone of the same sex. Also, nobody chooses what gender they are or their nationality or skin color. That is not a choice, like some people might think. Equality should be for everyone, because we are all human on this earth, looking for our purpose despite our differences. Well, this fellowship is the greatest. It feels like a second home to me with all my friends and acquaintances. From the first time I started, it felt nice and friendly. I started attending in January of 2008. Now I have a community where just a few years ago I didn't. Now I have a community where I don't have to hide who I am, like at school where I do. This place keeps me sane, and for that I will always love this place and you. Thank you for listening to a 13-year-old ramble on about her beliefs.
My name is Charisse, and I am here to introduce Melissa Hamilton, who, like all of our youth, has proven and shown herself to be bright and articulate and interested and deeply caring of the world around her. And I give you Melissa.
Hi, I'm Melissa Hamilton. I go to Lake Hazel Middle School, and I've been a Unitarian Universalist since I was born. I've been coming to BOOF since I moved here from Sandy, Utah. I don't really know what I believe. I know I get some of my beliefs from my family and friends, but most of my friends don't talk about it much. They seem to accept other religions, including mine. I believe that religions are something to live and die for, to look up to think about, and to get people through life in happiness. I do believe in a mixture of religions. I do pray, but when I pray, I find myself praying for something more than just symbolic. Not as specific as an A on a science test or anything. It wouldn't be bad, but not big gender ideas like peace. I think something like peace is just more than any higher power could really control. It seems that a higher power does watch over the world, but I don't think of it as God. It's kind of weird that the Greeks had many gods with actual names, but modern religions just have one god named God. I don't know enough about many other religions to decide if I believe them or not. I like learning about other religions and their histories and reasons for their beliefs. However, I don't believe that Jesus came back to life. I know some people do believe that, but it seems impossible to me. When I think about BOOF, it's hard to actually call it church. I recently realized that fact when I was texting Anna about if she was coming to church, and I knew it didn't really feel like the right word as I wrote it. During services, it's not like we just talk about our own religion, like some churches. It's like we talk more about community. I like that because it's more about what's actually happening around us now. It makes me feel more aware of others. There are some religions that are based more on nature. I agree with these more than religions based on a powerful God. I think humans are on this earth to take care of it and discover its secrets. This belief comes from my love of animals. In some religions, there is an honor of nature that is meaningful to me. I feel this connection when I'm up at my cabin or rafting. I'm glad my family is so outdoorsy. I think my beliefs have always been this way. I probably will change my mind a couple times about God and Jesus. I like that I don't have a main set of beliefs that are taught by religion. Being a UU encourages this, and that makes me a Unitarian Universalist. Thank you.
My name is Susan Nelson San Giorgi, and I have had the pleasure of being the mentor to a young lady who is both beautiful to look at, beautiful inside, very intelligent, very artistic, and has a heart this big. Her name is Mary Catherine McCart, but you can call her pretty much anything you want as long as it's nice. Because she hasn't decided what she wants to be called yet. Mary.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mary Catherine McCart. I choose to express myself through music and poetry. When I write poetry, I think deeper and feel alive and comfortable. I would like to share with you a poem that I wrote to express my beliefs. It's called For Our Soul. For Our Soul. A little girl sits praying by her bed, just like Mama said she should. She pleads for her family, true and true, but she wonders in her head, what good does religion do? Years later, on her sweet 16, her beloved Mama passes away. As she cries out her heart, she hopes for a happy afterlife for Mama. But even more, she wants to know, what is religion for? Religion is the crutch for our broken hearts, our coffee in the morning to get us through the day, the loyal dog at our heels, always by our side, but most of all, religion is for our soul. Eyes red from tears, she walks to school and asks her peers, what belief are you? A surprise comes when they all give different answers. Home again, her thoughts whirl, as she contemplates her own faith. When the answer is, I don't know, she dares the question, now where to go? Religion is the crutch for our broken hearts, our coffee in the morning to get us through the day, the loyal dog at our heels, always by our side, but most of all, religion is for our soul. I wrote this song poem based on my own life. Obviously, my mom didn't die, seeing how she's here in the congregation. So not every detail is 100% true. However, they are based on my real life experiences and beliefs. For example, when the song character's mother dies, it symbolizes my many sad and difficult times. Another example is the entire chorus. When I am sad or brokenhearted, I look for any comfort to support me and to help carry the load, much like a crutch for a broken leg. As far as the coffee and the dog, well, I mostly just borrowed these from various books and movies, attempting to show the passion, loyalty, and need that some people, including myself periodically, show towards their religion. The verse representing my belief the strongest is verse 5. I have tried time and time again to pinpoint my religion to a single group, such as paganism, Buddhism, Christianity, and other such beliefs, failing each time. In fact, at one point in my life, I was so confused about my religion, I took a test online. However, religion for me changes as fast as Idaho's weather. Every grade, every word, and every event puts an impact on my core belief. So to tell the complete truth, I believe whatever my heart feels at the time. Thank you.